Council of Slumber, and the void between consciousness and dreams, for what seems like a lifetime. Only Halloween screams to keep me company. When finally I woke with a scorched rock face, I say awoke, but the weight of all time and space rests upon my eyelids. Paralysis, is it a dream? The rock feels cold to the touch, but the screams persist in waves, only punctuated by bloodthirsty laughter. Near and far, near, but elicited in constant state of nerves or fear. How I got here I'll never know, where I came from. Blurry glimpses remain between the screams, sonic speed glitching montages of another land. Is it? Was it home? When finally I can open my eyes fully unblind by a purple moon of sorts. Although it's hard to be sure, it keeps glitching, and it appears to change position from time to time, making it rather difficult to get my bearings. My only possession, a heavy digital apparatus with the name Nokia, inscribed atop. At one point in my descent, I stumbled across a piece of rock face, similar to obsidian, but with yet greater reflective qualities. As the moon glistened to a position directly over my head, I caught a glimpse of my reflection. Creepily, it seemed to change and warp, morphing into an image drastically older, worn-out version of myself. Was it a glimpse of the future, or merely another glitch? After losing my footing and free-rolling to the next plateau, the scream seemed to melt away and silence fell upon me. Was it merely in my head? Still, hard to tell, gripped by a fractured mind state.